Zakah. Zakah is one of the fundamentals of Islam. If a person does not consider zakah as compulsory obligation, he becomes a kafir, a non-Muslim. Apart from qualifying us for eternal bliss in the hereafter, zakah, if given in the correct measure and to the right people, will help eliminate poverty from the Muslim world. Each command of Islam is indeed for the benefit of not only an individual, but for the whole society in both worlds. Sadly, there are many people who, for the love of this material world, are always reluctant in paying zakah and are always looking for ways to avoid it. By doing so, they are not only helping in destroying their own wealth, but also gaining an extreme wrath and punishment in the hereafter. Hopefully, these sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, will open their eyes and minds to willingly help the poor and needy by sticking to the rules of Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Allah destroys interests, riba, and increases charity. Al-Quran. Ummul Mu'minin Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates that Prophet peace be upon him said, the wealth which has any measure of unpaid zakah in it will be destroyed by it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar Farooq al-Azam radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet peace be upon him said, any wealth that is destroyed in land or sea is due to non-payment of zakah from it. Hazrat Ibn Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet peace be upon him said, undoubtedly Allah will remove the evil from the wealth of the one who has offered his zakah. Hazrat Imam Hassan Basri radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet peace be upon him says, safeguard your wealth in a strong fortress by paying zakah and cure your ill ones by offering charity. Hadith Abu Dawud. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is extremely vital for the one who has faith in Allah and His Messenger to pay his zakah. Allah states, and those who amass gold and silver, and do not give in the way of Allah from it, give them the glad tidings of painful torment, the day on which their gold and silver will be heated in the fire of hell, and their foreheads, sides and backs will be branded. This is actually what you have amassed yourself, so taste the hoarding. And do not think this branding will merely be a touch of fire, which will make your forehead, sides and back sweat and no more. But listen to the following hadith. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet peace be upon him said, on their heads and chests will be kept the extremely hot stones of hell, which will break their backs and emerge from their sides, and when placed on their shoulders will break their bones to emerge from the chests. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu states and has elaborated on this hadith by stating, neither will any penny rest on another, nor any gold coin touch another, but rather the body of those who did not pay zakah will swell so much that if there were millions of pennies, every penny would brand separately. Tabarani. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who do not pay zakah of their wealth, that wealth will come in the shape of dragon and will be wrapped around his necks. The Prophet ﷺ further describes a terror on the day of Qiyamah. The dragon will chase the person with its mouth wide open. It will be told, take your treasure, which you concealed, and about which I don't care. When he sees there is no refuge from the dragon, helpless, he will place his hands in the dragon's mouth, and it will chew it as a camel chews. Hadith, Hazrat Jabir Muslim. Amirul Mu'minin Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu reports that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the poor will suffer hunger and nakedness in the world only because of the rich. Beware, Allah Almighty will be harsh in taking the accounts of such rich people and will subject them to a painful torment. Hadith, Tabarani. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The rich will suffer due to the poor on the day of Qiyamah. The poor will say, 'O our Lord, they wrongly suppressed our rights, which you made obligatory on them towards us.' Allah Almighty will say, 'I swear by my honor that I will grant you my nearness and will keep them away from me.'" Hadith Tabrani. These were the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in relation to zakah. Along with this, a believer should also educate himself with the rules about the correct amount of zakah that must be paid, in what way and to whom. Because of the complexity of the rules, it is better and recommended to approach learned scholars with our financial situation and to seek the measure of ourselves. Most of the time, people just guess the amount that is to be paid out. But as far as we have heard, there is a risk of our wealth being destroyed, even if a very little portion of zakah remains unpaid. Thus, it is vital that we familiarize ourselves with these important rules of Islam. At the conclusion, let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wasila of the Prophet, peace be upon him, gives us the ability to act upon all the good that has been said in this book, in order to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet, peace be upon him. And may he forgive any shortcomings in this book and this audiobook with the immense mercy and forgiveness. Don't forget to share this with your friends and family so they can benefit too. For more audiobooks, visit mis-productions.co.uk. Jazakallah. Shore mageno sunkar tujh tak main daba aaya, shore mageno sunkar tujh tak main daba aaya, saathi mein tere sadqe, saathi mein tere sadqe, main tera mazaa aaya, maa hi ramzaa aaya.